You tuned to Classic Hits 48, Saturday afternoon, Sarah's Spot, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. With me in studio, Dr. Carolyn, or they're also, I might mention, at Palm Cove. And Dr. Carolyn McLeod in studio with me. We're talking, because it is National Dementia Month, we're actually revisiting stroke, because stroke is what something that can put on dementia. Is that right?
Yeah, because it's dementia. We think of it as chronic damage to the brain and chronic loss of memory. But there's two major types of stroke, and it was stroke awareness last week. The one that people classically know is when you get the facial drooping or the arm weakness or the speech differences or you have changes in your vision. And that's when you get it very acutely, and it's very, very important to find out exactly when you got that, because we can reverse a lot of those thrombotic strokes if you get to the emergency room, get a CT scan, and then get a lysis of the clot. The big problem is, like you said, some people wake up with a stroke and then you have no idea when they had it, because you have a window of about 4.5 hours to get that medication to treat a stroke. But that's not very long, especially if you're in a rural area. So they need to figure out some, that's one thing I think, to treat strokes out in the rural areas, because they tend to have a poor diet, I've noticed, out in the rural areas as well. So they, and stroke costs billions and billions of dollars. Plus it's, my father had the acute type of stroke and he was in a wheelchair. He did rehabilitate, but it was, they're never the same. And it's a horrible thing to watch people with strokes. We can do more than we used to. But let's try to prevent stroke. The second type of stroke is when you have what they call multi-infarct stroke, and that's the kind my mother had. And she had atrial fibrillation, which is, we talked about earlier, which is your top part of your heart just keeps moving, and you form clots in that top part of the heart, the atrium. And what happens is you throw blood clots, little tiny clots, to your brain, and so you get these little micro-infarcts all over your brain. And that can be very slow and insidious. And again, those are preventable. But it's, if you get anyone with a behavior change or is acting differently or gets some numbness or dizziness or visual disturbances or anything different, a loss of sensation, they need to be evaluated, because those could be little micro clots that we can prevent. And we also, when you see the doctor, you want to make sure that you don't have an abnormal rhythm, because if you do have atrial fibrillation, we can use drugs now to anticoagulate your blood. Those Pradaxa, Eliquis, and Xarelto are all very famous ones. We used to use warfarin. The problem with warfarin, you have to go in and get blood tests all the time. Now you don't have to do that anymore. So it's the big thing, though, is prevention. We don't want a stroke. I know that I grew up in a family that ate fried chicken and meat the rest of the week, except maybe one day on Friday, because half my family was Catholic, the other half was Protestant, so I had a horrible diet. So, but I changed, and you can change. We need to increase our amount of vegetables tremendously, and you don't put pork fat in the vegetables. You don't put salt in the vegetables. Because salt makes you eat more, and it also increases hypertension. Hypertension is the number one major risk factor for stroke. You literally blow out the blood vessel, and you don't want to do that. And now they've changed the criteria in the U.S. Now they want you around 130 over 80 instead of 140 over 90. And we're actually seeing a decrease in dementia in the U.S., and we think it's because we're doing much better control of high blood pressure. Plus, we're doing much better control of atrial fibrillation. We're getting people on treatment for that. But you can prevent atrial fibrillation, alcohol abuse, smoking, not taking care of yourself increases your risk of atrial fib. But if you do have it, we can treat it if you get it diagnosed.
My mum has it. Well, has got it. So, and I know she's on medication. But is it affected by not exercising?
Yeah, well, exercise is a fabulous thing to do, because it helps in all aspects. We know it, if you exercise after eating, you'll have less of a rise in glucose it'll come down much more quickly. And we know anytime you have sort of a hyperglycemic or hypertriglycerides, which are your small, those are like three sugars put together, those all increase your risk of developing atherosclerosis and plaques in your arteries and damage to your small blood vessels. So the better we can control our blood sugar and our weight, because obesity is obviously another risk factor, but it's what they're eating. There can be, you can be obese. If you're obese, at least change your diet, so at least what you're eating is not causing all these atherosclerotic plaques. People's if trans fats are still used in this country, they're in all your baked goods, and we know it like 7 times increased risk of production of atherosclerotic plaques. Those are the, remember, the solid fats,
like
the
vegetable shortening. Fats. They call shortening. It shortening. In
yeah,
America,
and you want to get
they?
Rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to get it out of your diet. So, and you want your saturated fats, like butter, down, way down, like 3-4%.
Yeah.
Or even.
And lots of, well, not say lots, but olive oil, cold pressed olive oil. And
yeah,
like
olive
that.
Oil
yeah.
is fabulous. Mm. And so is canola oil is good. Your most of your nut oils, except you want to stay away from the big myth about coconut oil. You can use it for flavoring, but it's not, it's a saturated fat, and it's not the good fat that you can, for long term. And then palm oil is also bad fat, and besides killing all the habitat for the orangutans.
That's right. There we go. Well, some amazing information there. We've been talking stroke in conjunction with Dementia Awareness Month. You've been tuned to Classic Hits 40A Saturday afternoon, Sarah Spott. All thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier and Palm Cove.